Chinese aviation authorities will allow air carriers to access the influence of portable electronic devices and develop corresponding management policies. It means that passengers will be free to use mobile electronic devices on Chinese flights. Well, that will be stipulated according to different flight companies as they come up with new policies. So finally, this may mean you will be able to play with your smartphone on a flight. So first of all, let's talk about the latest revision in regulations on in-flight mobile electronic devices.
Yes, Civil Aviation Administration of China has announced the lift of the ban on using portable electronic devices on aircraft starting from October 1st, allowing airlines to decide how to implement the rule on the basis of their own security assessments. The latest revision in the management of portable electronic devices on aircraft probably means passengers will be free to use mobile electronic devices on Chinese flights, such as doing things like surfing the internet, yo.
Wow, that's so 21st century.
Ooh, God, we hip now, yes. Finally, we get to use our phones and surf the internet, guys. Chinese aviation regulation allows passengers to use, I guess, currently electronic devices like laptops or tablets on flights after takeoff and before landing. But that's about it, right? But now we're seeing that we're going to get to use our cell phones. Now, here's a couple interesting things. The reason why in the past we weren't allowed to do this is because traditional cell phones and how they work and the technology of the past, people were worried that, you know, calls from your cell phone would interfere with the instruments the pilots use to fly the plane. But now with this kind of in-flight Wi-Fi that we're seeing all over the place, all over the globe, airlines are really getting in on this. We see that now maybe cell phones can be used in the aspect of the internet. But, you know, still one of the things that I want to point out here is many of us know that calling isn't limited to things like just your traditional cell phone provider service. But now I have WeChat, I have WhatsApp, I have Skype, all these different ways to make calls if I have access to internet. Yet I think we'll find that even in the U.S., under those terms of making calls with Wi-Fi, it's still not happening.
Yeah, I think it was in 2013. Before that year, even the U.S. banned the use of cell phones on a plane. It was due to concerns over the possibility of interference to those older equipments on the airplanes, which are still in use in some of the planes that we fly now.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was in 2013 when FAA, Federal Aviation Association, made an investigation into that issue, and they find out and they found out that actually use of cell phones on a plane don't necessarily interfere with the equipments on a plane, so it doesn't have any safety issue. However, the FCC, Federal Communications Commission in the U.S., apparently the organization that manages all kinds of communication stuff, they are still banning the use of cell phones on a plane for fear that these things might interfere with the base stations on the ground.
Yes, and that's all very generous and comprehensive picture that you've you guys have painted for us. That's the general situation in the world, and I think for a lot of Chinese travelers that take the plane rather often have this question. That is, why is it that when you're taking these foreign airlines and then there doesn't seem to be as big of a turn off your cell phone issue, but up till now
they do ask you to switch to airplane mode during takeoff and landing.
But with the Chinese airlines, usually it is when you're ready to take off and, you know, you buckle your seatbelt, and then there is that announcement that says, please turn all of your electronic devices off. Definitely your smartphone or cell phone. And then that's become a bit of a nuisance that people have always noticed and weren't really particularly happy about, but you do it. And even if you don't do it, it seems it's a pretty lax enforcement attitude.
That people have known to get into argument and even fight.
about
because
this.
Of that. Yeah.
Well, even you know, United and volunteering, you'll get into some kind of scrabble apparently. But you know, okay. So first of all, the reason why maybe we're seeing this kind of more relaxed approach on whether people are allowed to use their cell phones is, I think the technology of planes has gotten better. I mean, substantially better. And in fact, you know, like we've been talking about in the West, this is kind of not a new thing. They gave the green light to being able to use your cell phone while in the air quite a while ago, as I understand. But, you know, here in China now we're seeing this. And the thing is, you know, I was very much interested in the fact, if I can use Wi-Fi, why can't I make a call through Wi-Fi? And so I did some investigation into the U.S. because I feel like the U.S. Definitely has encountered this issue because of the fact that in the West, maybe having your cell phone and using your cell phone on a plane isn't necessarily something new. So I looked at the New York Times, and in a 2013 poll, the AP, Associated Press, found that 48% of Americans opposed using cell phones and voice calls on planes. Among those that were called most frequent flyers, that figure rose to 78%. So people who are flying planes all the time. And I guess, you know, what has happened is in 2016, the Transportation Department revisited this, and they said, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to look at the regulations here and maybe let the aircraft companies decide whether or not they'll allow people to make calls through Wi-Fi on their planes. But what has happened is, I guess, all these airlines, I'm talking Delta Airlines, Southwest Airlines, Alaska Airlines, have said they're not going to do it because in so many of these, I guess, surveys, they've found that people are so opposed to having phone calls done on the plane. And for exactly the reason you said, Lai Ming, is in all of these kind of comments they got when they were revisiting this, I guess, in 2016, people were like, oh my God, you know, it's too tight. Tensions rise so quickly when you're thousands of feet in the air and there's going to be fights and this could cause problems and all these different reasons. It's just been unanimous that, you know, it seems our use of cell phones will stop at just being able to use the internet, but not being able to make Wi-Fi calls.
I have a question. When in 2013, the Associated Press did the survey, they found out that 48% people of those surveyed, they oppose the use of cell phone or mobile phone call on a plane. Did it specify why people opposed to that? Was it out of security concerns, or was it because they think it was just too noisy?
Yeah, so let me talk. Maybe I can read some of the comments here they received. Okay, so in this survey, they also got 7,331 comments posted. So one person said, okay, and these were very emotional. You can tell by the fact that the font or you know, like the letters were capitalized, all of them in certain times in their comment. Please do not allow voice calls on airplanes, wrote Kathleen Friesen of Springfield. She says she flies often. It would be pure hell on a plane in that confined space to have to listen to people's insane conversations. I'm sure there would be fights. And another person said, keep the ban on cells phones in this place. Just all these people citing basically that if you allowed cell phones, people would get annoyed, and being annoyed would lead to things like fights, and fights on airplanes can be very dangerous.
I can understand that, because I've lived in the U.S. for a while, and I noticed one thing, that every U.S., well, citizen, at least in D.C., almost everyone, they make a phone call right after they get off work, on the way to the subway or anywhere.
Oh.
They always make a phone call. So imagine like 2 hours or even 10 hours on a plane, and you are able to make a phone call. What would they do?
Yeah, I know. When a lot of people are talking at the same time and it's a confined space, you can hear exactly what the person around you is talking about. That is really annoying and disturbing. And also, I think especially when you are flying so many meters you know, in the sky. And for a lot of people, it's kind of a nervous experience. And to, I think it's important to try to just reduce any kind of interference or, you know, disturbing potential that could make one nervous about it. So I can see why there is that reason. And what do you think is going to be the reaction of these airlines and the market as there is as this relaxation of policy will be implemented?
I think some airline companies have decided to relax that ban. Because I remember seeing a colleague going on a vacation just a few days ago, and she went on a plane, and I remember seeing some fascinating pictures that she took as her plane took off. Mm-hmm. So I think at least some companies have decided to lift that ban.
Yeah, according to some market research issued by the CAAC, that is the Civil Aviation Administration of China, over 73% of passengers will take flights with internet service as a priority, especially for those that are flying for more than 4 hours in a straight flight journey, okay? But, so this is where money's being made. This is where competition's happening. 73% of my customers want Wi-Fi on my plane. Well, then I gotta put Wi-Fi on my plane so people buy my tickets, okay? But this is nothing cheap for these airlines. I guess this is going to cost airline companies millions of yuan to install Wi-Fi equipment. The installation devices and modification for the plane could cost more than 300 million yuan. That's 45 million US dollars per plane. Okay, so
wow.
Not cheap, but an investment in the future. And sometimes people are willing to spend money to make money, right?
Yeah.
And so now, because of this, we're seeing airlines like China Eastern Airlines, they're saying their in-flight Wi-Fi service charges will be free for passengers. Okay, more and more traditional airlines are now offering Wi-Fi on board as a standard. Three major Chinese airlines being China Eastern Airlines, China Southern Airlines, and Air China. All of these have said they've approved to provide in-flight Wi-Fi services. So guys, this is a trend that isn't slowing down. You know, the customer has spoken. They want Wi-Fi. And it seems like because of this relaxed regulation now, these airlines are doing it. They're installing Wi-Fi services on their planes.
What a wonderful new way. And not
to kill
a very
your time.
And not a particularly innovative way, I suppose, of charging more on your customers. Remember those days when Wi-Fi was still being debated whether that should be put as a free service in hotel rooms? Mm-hmm. And that became one of the major check things that one would take into consideration as you're booking a hotel. And now with flight, this could also be one of the new categories that one would take under consideration. But whether it's going to be free service or not, I think that's going to be a bit of a debating point.
This is always one thing that China is going to take one step ahead. I mean, if you compare the situation in China and in the U.S., we already have free Wi-Fi services in Chinese hotels, but if you stay in an American hotel, sometimes you have to pay extra, like $10, $20 for a day.
Yeah, but that could
Wi-Fi.
Be included in the price of your hotel. Like, honestly, if you don't see an individual cost, you should look probably maybe when this hotel installed Wi-Fi, the rent got a little more expensive.
But not all hotels include that fee into the hotel cost. You have to sometimes do log on to the Wi-Fi, which is free, but then they'll direct you to a website where you can pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for one way or another, though, you're paying for it. Whether it's visible as you choose whether or not you want the Wi-Fi, or if it's just included in the general cost of the hotel, wherever you are. But I think Wi-Fi is becoming as necessary as air, as water for people, right? We can't, even though sometimes we complain on the show that, God, it would be nice to sit down and smell the roses metaphorically and not be connected to the world, to be able to take a second and appreciate life without always being able to be in communication with others. And you know, this is what's interesting, is airplanes have always been that for people, I think, in so many regards. Is up until recently, I would say, that the 2000s and whatnot, you know, people could get on an airplane and they don't have to worry about the boss calling them or the wife or all these different things. You know, this was a place where they could take a minute and relax. But now it seems like 73% of passengers are saying, yes, we need to be in communication. And, you know, I thought about it. I was like, why? Because I think on so many levels, you know, with air travel as it is in the world globally, I think it's nice to be able to say to somebody in an iMessage or a WeChat message, hey, my flight's going to be 15 minutes late, so don't worry about coming right on time. Or, oh, hey, we got rerouted to this airport, so I won't be able to get there for the next 24 hours. I love you, sweetie, blah, 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 all this stuff. To be able to have that independent communication to others who are maybe going to pick you up or you're going to have a meeting with, whether you have business, these kind of things. I guess on that level, it's obvious we need communication on an individual level on planes, right?
Yeah, that's a very good point. And that is also one of the headaches that travelers sometimes have to face, as there is the necessity of communication. But also, I wonder if these 70-plus percent of respondents surveyed have thought clearly what this is going to mean for work, as
there's no escape.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You have to be connected 24 hours around the clock, even when you're flying in air.
Yeah, but I think there's, you know, Lai Ming had kind of hinted at it. I think there's a difference in culture between our communication, ways of communication in the U.S. and in China. You know, when I was on the subway here in China, It's very common to see someone bust out their cell phone and be, "Wei," you know, and start up a conversation. And I remember the first time I was exposed to that, I was like, whoa, like, dude, nobody wants to hear your conversation. Like, in the U.S., it's very taboo to have people hear your conversations. You know, that's a private thing. Maybe you should go somewhere and have it, you know. Of course, if it's emergency, people will answer their phones. But many times, you know, if you're around a bunch of people, it's like a courtesy thing. You're like, okay, I'm not going to do that. So I think you see this 73% saying in China saying, hey, we want Wi-Fi, you know, but I don't know if it'd be so high in the U.S. And I also referenced that you had said, you know, hotels in the U.S., you have to pay for Wi-Fi service. Well, also, you know, on flights, you have to pay. I think U.S. flights, U.S. airlines, you have to pay to use the Wi-Fi service. That's been my experience.
And $15 for United Airlines.
Yeah, it was like $15 between the U.S. and China to be able to use Wi-Fi. And, you know, of course, you can't make calls, but still, I think there's that deterrent because maybe some people are like, when it comes to Americans in public transportation, we're a little more like, hey, people, you know, your independent communication is a little more limited, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? You were in the U.S.
I think it's going to be difficult for people traveling on a plane because it's not like on a train where you can choose a quiet car. Mm-hmm. When you're on a plane, you're just elbow to elbow with someone else. Mm-hmm. And when you have to take a phone call, you have to say excuse me to almost everyone around you. And that's going to be difficult.
Yeah, but I think the difference between a train and a plane is if a train breaks down, it slows down and boom, it's there, right? You wait till somebody comes and fixes it. But when you're thousands of feet in the air, people who are afraid of flights in the U.S. where we've had very serious problems with airplanes blowing up buildings, tensions are high. Yeah. And I think many people on a plane, they're looking around at everybody. Mm-hmm. And so people are a little more nervous. And when you're making calls or being loud and obnoxious, people are more respondent to these things. That could be another difference, I think, maybe between those who fly in the U.S. and those who fly here in China.
Yes, I think there is that difference. And also, in a way, we're becoming so much similar at the same time, as I think we're constantly comparing policies with companies, with other aspects of life. life, seeing that, you know, if this is allowed in the U.S. or a lot of other air flights in other countries, then why not here? And now, finally, we're seeing that there is an update mm-hmm. with this policy, which would be interesting to see how the customers respond and also how the airlines are going to work around or work with mm-hmm. this update of policy. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Lai Ming.